Hey, welcome back to the newest episode of the Insanity Room. I'm your host, T. Insane, coming back to you with a brand new episode. And this episode is labeled after my organization, hashtag over, our voices ends racism. Now, in this day and time, there's a lot of things on the internet that's showing us racism firsthand, and that we're positively can do something about it and make a change. And the reason why I'm saying that now is because the world is watching more than ever. Police brutality is up more than ever. And us as people has to stand up and take part in the fight. Now, with that being said, there's a lot of things out here that we can fight for. Most of us are fighting against ourselves. And you say, ourselves, what does he mean when he say we're fighting against ourselves? We got a lot of people bringing down a lot of movements that's meant to help black people. And we done been brainwashed for so long about what being black means. And it's not even really what being black means. It's what being you means. So our versus ends racism brings all races together, no matter what race it is. White, black, Chinese, Latino, Filipino. No matter what race it is, our versus ends racism bring all races together. I am putting together a platform for all races to come together and speak freely about how they feel being treated. Being treated bad or being treated unequal. Now, when I say that, it's because we don't just have black people fighting for rights of black people. We have white people, we have Latino people, we have different nationalities, different flavors, should I say, fighting for equal rights. And the reason why I say there's a lot of things being come against, I done came across a lot of stuff on Black Lives Matter, why people don't want to support Black Lives Matter and all this and that. You have to understand, the word Black Lives Matter is not an anti-word against other relations or against other ethnicities, should I say. It's to uplift and to show that black lives do matter. You know what I'm saying? We hear all lives matter. There's no such thing as just black. Yeah, all lives matter, but black lives matter the least. You know what I'm saying? We don't have control over things. And now there's a lot of stuff popping up about slavery, about Indians. All these are our ancestors. All these is where we come from. Now, in this fight against racism, we need everybody to join in, to get involved, to make a stand and say, I will not stand for racism anymore. And I'm going to be honest. A lot of things are being taken care of in different ways, but we have an anti-racist president. And when I say anti-racist president, he don't want to admit there's racism in the world when there is racism in the world and there's systematic racism in the world. And the reason why he's not going to admit that, because that's going to hurt his campaign. But that's to be understood because he's a politician. Now, us as people, we cannot think as politicians, because once they get out the office, they're fighting over with. They're going to give you 4 to 8 years of hell in the office, fighting you on everything that they shouldn't be fighting you on. For America to work, everybody must be in agreement with each other that's in America. And that means our politicians also. You know, you get pardons for black people and stuff, but the gimmicks that you do to keep black folks on your side, it's not going to last forever. You got to realize in this day and time, you only had one black president. Now, the world has seen nothing but white presidents. We had one black president. That one black president picture is still not being hung up in the White House. It's still being, you know, you're not forcing this man to do things that you would force other people to do. And that's understandable. Y'all scared of his power. Okay, that's fine. Now, us as people, we have to go out and vote and show him our power, because the power we have is more power than they have, you understand? But we don't look at it like that. We look at it like, you know, our vote don't count and it won't make a difference if I vote. But when Barack Obama won office, if you look at the statistics and the stats, more black, brown, Latino people voted than any other election. So that's what makes the difference. Yeah, there's electives and all that. You can't listen to what other people say to put thoughts in your head. You know what I'm saying? Listening to what other people say to put thoughts in your head is going to lead you to think in a way that is not your thinking. Now, don't get me wrong. You can learn from what other people say. You can learn from what other people do, because that's called life lessons. But in life, you have to be willing to say, okay, I accept what you said. I'm going to analyze and I'm going to look over it. And I'm going to put my heart into it. And if it feels right for me to do it, then I'll do it. But if not, I need to do what feels right for me. You know, you're looking at a world that's hating us because we're not who they want us to be. Nobody in this world is supposed to be what somebody else wants them to be. You're supposed to be who you are meant to be. And you'll never know who you're meant to be until you try to find yourself. You know what I'm saying? So, before I go any further, I'm going to pause for the calls, take a commercial break, and get back at y'all in a minute. Welcome back to the show. To touch on the subject that I was talking about, we as black people, brown people, Asian people, white people, all those who are joining the fight, we must band together. The world is not ready for what's going on right now, and it ain't gonna never be ready. Because think about it, the world was built on racism. You had a bunch of people going around the world, colonizing the world, making people live like they want to live. So with that being said, a lot of things is not gonna change. But the things that we can change, we need to change. And first of all, change start within you. When I say within you, you look at your life and see where all the things that are wrong are going wrong, all the things that are bad are going bad, and where you can fix those things. You know, and secondly, we have to take things from other races. You know, we as black people, we complain. Oh, they moving in, they doing this, they doing that. But think about how well they get along to make themselves prosper. Now, I am very, very proud that, in fact, that we have another Black Wall Street straight out of New Orleans. You know what I'm saying? My hometown where I was born and raised, New Orleans, Louisiana. I am here to say thank you to Black Wall Street members. I also encourage my listeners to leave me voice messages, to download Anchor if you want to be a part of my show, subscribe to my broadcast and friend me, and we can go back and forth on Anchor and talk and discuss things. You know, and most of all, I want to say everybody that can help the victims of Hurricane Laura, give a helping hand. I have a donation on my Facebook page. You know, it's a support for #over, but it's also to help those who are unfortunate. You know, I have been blessed in life. God has brought me through many of things. And that's going to be another topic that I step on, is religion. But in my experience, I say God has brought me through many of things. And the reason why I say he brought me through many of things, because it could have been a lot of times where I didn't make it. He put me in a position where I can live a nice life without killing myself to live that life. So I have been truly blessed. He also gave me a platform to speak upon. So I have also been truly blessed. But in religions, you can't force people to think how you think. You know, to some people, there might not be a God because of the way their life is. But through your actions and the things you do, you can change a lot of people's minds and don't even know it. You know what I'm saying? Just by speaking that there's a higher power over your life controlling some of the things that you're doing, stopping you from getting in trouble. You know what I'm saying? And us as people, we tend to look for the worst in things before we tend to look for the good. But you have to realize, even out the worst things that happen in life, a lot of potential good come of it. You know, you think about all the things that done happen, all the horrific events that done took place, but all the beautiful things that came out of those events that took places. You know what I'm saying? The birth of movements, the birth of heroes. You know, the George Floyd situation, that was a horrible, horrible, horrible 846. You know what I'm saying? Put it like that. But out of that horrible event, something good came. We're now being focused on. as the minority that's getting messed over, that police is, you know, targeting, that we still have shootings and all this stuff is still going on. So it's going to take a lot of work. Hashtag over. Join my movement. My movement is not just for black people. It's not just for Chinese people. It's for everybody that feels like every man and woman in America is created equal, and every man and woman in America needs the same rights as each other. That's for everybody that feel like there should be no such thing as white privilege. There's no such thing as privilege regardless, but in reality there are privilege. But we need to find a way to combat the bigots, the racists, the people that's holding the keys to success and dishing them out on their own merits. Now, a lot of those things can't change because we don't own our own business. We need to start owning our own business, making our own money. Only thing white folks understand is money. And if you take the money out of their pocket, that's going to hurt them. Because without money, there's no power. So with that being said, us as black folks, we need to come together. We need to start building our own businesses. We need to start building up our own communities. And most of all, we need to start protecting our own communities. If we complaining about the police killing us, and then we turn around and kill us, why complain? Because we're not part of the solution. We're part of the problem. You know, a police job is not to protect you. I'm going to be honest with you. Because by the time they get there, everything's over with. You know what I'm saying? Unless they caught him in the act. Your job is to protect yourself. And that means physically, emotionally, and mentally. And if you don't know how to do that, you're leaving yourself out in the cold to be messed over. And we already got enough against us messing over us. So I need everybody that's listening to me to join hashtag over. Our versus ends racism. You can order t-shirts, show your support. And guess what? Anybody that make a donation over $20 get a free t-shirt of your own design, okay? So if you donate to my cause, you get a free t-shirt. Until next time, this has been DJ T Insane for the Insanity Room Podcast, asking y'all to be blessed, bless each other, look out for each other, and have an insanity day. I'll see you next time.